朋友，欢迎你收听活在耶稣里事工网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天我们的讲员是孙约翰牧师，他的讲道信息有英文同步翻译。愿神仆人的讲解能引导你更好地认识神和跟随神。
现在我要请弟兄姐妹大家读一段神的话。
We like brothers and sisters to read a portion of God's word.
这一段圣经是对我们每一位弟兄姐妹非常的熟悉的。
This is a very familiar passage to all of us.
路加福音第八章。
Gospel Luke chapter 8.
第二十二节，念完第二十五节。
We'll be reading verses 22 to 25.
我在去年7月9号
July 9th of 2017 I spoke on this passage
用了这段圣经
I used this passage
讲了一个主题
I had a theme
这个主题是什么呢
What was the theme?
耶稣在这个风浪的当中就对门斥责风浪以后然后对门徒说你们还没有信心吗
When Jesus rebuked the storm, he said to the disciples,
你们的信心在哪里呢?
Where is your faith?
你们是小心的人啊。
You men of little faith.
换句话说，这是一篇非常感动我们，让我们知道我们如何要抓住我们神的信心。
This portion of scripture really touched us. We really know how to seize onto our Lord Jesus.
那么今天早晨
，This morning,
我要从这段圣经讲到另外一个不同的主题。
That I will talk about a different theme, different topic this morning.
这个主题就是人生中的风暴雨。
And this topic this morning is the storm in our life.
这段圣经是讲到主耶稣基督，他在那个加利利讲了许多许多关于天国的道。
This portion of scripture talks about Jesus who spoke.About the kingdom of heaven in Galilee.
然后他对门徒们说
Then he said to disciples.
那我今天晚上我们渡到海的那一边去加利利的那边去
He said to disciples tonight, let us go over to the other side of the lake.
耶稣非常累的
Jesus was very tired.
但是他有个责任他有一个使命要到格勒圣那个地方去赶鬼去
But Jesus knew he had responsibility, he had a duty that he had to go to the other side of the lake.To garrisons to cast out a demon.
所以他就上了去，上了船。
So he boarded the ship.
在船的后面。
In the back of the ship.
他就对门徒们说。
He told the disciples.
听到。
Listen.
他说我们可以渡到海的那边去。
He said we can go across the lake.
然后他在后面就睡着了。
Then he went to sleep in the back of the boat.
我敢相信那天晚上是这个风平浪静。
I'm sure that night the wave was calm, the wind was quiet.
秋高气爽。
In the autumn time, it was fresh air.
我也敢相信这个是一帆风顺的。如果是开把这个船摇到对面去。
That was very smooth sailing for the boat to go across the lake.
门徒们在船上也是有说有笑。
The disciples were talking to each other, laughing at each other.
在那里彼此之间谈论，讲到耶稣基督，讲到天国的道理。
They were talking, discussing the sermon about the heaven that Jesus gave.
他们非常的快乐。
They were very happy.
非常的满足。
They were satisfied.
因为这是讲到天国的事情。
He talked about the kingdom of heaven.
圣经说，正行的时候。
As they were talking that time, as the boat was sailing.
我请你们看第二十三节。
Verse 23.
正行的时候。
As they sailed.
湖上忽然起了暴风。
A squall, a storm came down on the lake.
这是我今天早晨和各位弟兄姐妹一起来分享，一起来思想这一段这一句话。
This morning I would share and meditate with you this sentence.
圣经告诉我们说，他们正行的时候
，as they were sailing，
他们正是在那里快快乐乐，一边在那里摇，一边在那里唱歌，一边在那里快乐，在那里讲谈话的时候。正行的时候，哗啦来了暴风。
As they were sailing, rowing the boat, talking very happy, all of a sudden,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，在这段圣经里头让我们看见，这是我们每一个人在这个世界上所会遇见的暴风雨。
We can see from this passage, all of us in this world would come across a storm.
换句话说，正行的时候
，as it was sailing,
似乎是感觉到非常顺利，一帆风顺
，as if everything smooth sailing,
似乎是我们前途充满了光明
，as if the future is full of hope.
忽然
，all of a sudden.
人生常常遇见忽然的事情。
In our lives, we often have something happen to us suddenly.
是不是呢
？Is that right?
弟兄姐妹们，我要让你们大家知道，我们今天每一个基督徒，我们在这个世界上，我们也常常会遇见那些忽然的苦难。
As Christians, in our lives, in this world, we often have something that would happen to us suddenly.
这是人生的苦难。
And this is the suffering in our lives.
耶稣基督说，你们在世上有苦难，但你们放心，我已经胜过了这个世界。
Jesus said, you have trouble in this world, but be reassured, I have overcome the world.
所以我常常说，
Therefore, I say often,
我们基督徒在世界上，我们相信主的再来，但是不要忘记，我们在世界上仍旧有苦难。
We know, as Christians, we seeWe expect the second coming of Christ, but do not forget, we also have difficulty and suffering in this world.
所以正如同有人说
Just as people said,
什么是人生?
What is life?
人生是八个字。
Oh, in our life, there's eight words to
describe. 生来受苦。
You were born to suffer.
苦过就死去了。
After suffering, you would die.
这就是人生。
That is life.
对不对，弟兄姐妹们？我们没有信主的时候，我们也常常有遇见苦难。但我们信了主，有没有苦难？我们也有苦难。
Before we believe in Christ, we have sufferings and difficulties.
所以在
likewise, after we believe,
在彼得前书第五章，我们请大家一起看一看啊，有一句话怎么说呢
？In Second Peter,
彼得前书第四章。第十二节，但亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试炼临到你们，不要以为稀奇奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，是你们在他的荣耀显现的时候也可以欢喜快乐。
Dear friends, this is First Peter chapter 4 verse 12 to 13. Dear friends, do not be surprised.It's a fiery ordeal that has come on you to test you, as though something strange were happening to you. But rejoice in as much as you participate in the suffering of Christ, so that you may be overjoyed when His glory is revealed.
所以在你和我，我们已经蒙恩得救的人，虽然我们活在这个世界，我们说主会赐给我们平安，主给我们喜乐，主给我们满足，主给我们盼望，但是不要忘记，圣经也告诉我们说，你们在世上有苦难。
For those who believe and baptized, born again, even though you will have joy and peace, but do not forget, the Bible also tells us you will have difficulties and sufferings in this world. 我相信我们每一个人都有苦难。I'm sure everybody has.Difficulties and sufferings.
圣经告诉我们说，正在行海路的时候，忽然之间有了暴风。
As the Bible tells us, as it was sailing, all of a sudden there was a storm.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们中国人不是有一句话说吗
？Dear brothers and sisters, there's a Chinese saying.
天有不测风云。
In this world, naturally there's unexpected.Natural disaster, and there are also problems in our lives.
我们人生是有八九十不如意的事情。
In our lives,
对不对
？Eight or nine events out of ten are not pleasant.
好像不对的样子啊。
Is that right?
真的啊，我告诉你啊，有的时候我们感觉到是平安稳妥的时候，圣经说忽然之间，这个苦难临到我们。
Sometimes when you think everything is safe and smooth, all of a sudden, storms of difficulty and suffering comes upon you.
我最近看报纸。
Recently, I read newspaper.
我正是看见国际的报纸，看了这个大陆的，或者是看了欧洲的，或者是看了台湾的，我可以看见很多很多苦难的事情忽然之间发生。
As I read international news, Chinese news, Taiwanese news, or European news, all of a sudden, storms come.
台湾的一个总统，这个蔡总统到了美国去喝了一杯咖啡，这个咖啡店啊。就是照样了。
The President Tsai who went to America and drank a coffee, the coffee shop got into trouble.
哪里会想到这个店八五店等于零四啊？那这个店在台湾、在美国、在大陆都有啊，这是生意是蒸蒸日上啊。
The 85C that coffee shop was very booming in business before.
就在大陆有500多家。
There were 500.
台湾也有400多家，在美国有44家。
44 branch stores in the United States, hundreds in Taiwan and China.
蔡英文总统到那边去喝一杯咖啡，完蛋了，这个股票就滑下来了。
And because President Tsai went there and drank a cup of coffee, the stock started to fall down.
想到了，这个胡乱来的呀。
How could this happen? All of a sudden, this happened.
你说是生，这个是他们是这个是在这个生意是做了那么样子旺的时候，哪里知道忽然来一阵暴风。
As the business was going so booming, all of a sudden, this disaster came.
有一个从大陆来的青年人
，One young man from China.
高中毕业
，After high school graduation，
在大陆，父亲母亲是想尽办法，花尽了他们的费用，要所有的差不多的财产，就送他的儿子到美国来参加一个夏令营，不是基督教的夏令营，就是一个普通的营会。
And the parents spending all the money and send the son to United States to go to a summer camp, not a Christian summer camp.
父母觉得很光荣。
The parents are very happy.
虽然钱花光了，儿子能够到了美国去，那是一个好光荣的一件事情，
yeah,
很伟大的事情、
啊。So much glory, honored their son was able to go to the United States for the summer camp.
哪里知道这个孩子到了美国参加营地去游泳，游泳池游泳淹死了。
And yet.Do they not expect that the son went to swimming pool and drowned in the swimming pool?
我敢相信这个孩子会游泳了。
I'm sure the son knows how to swim.
但是哪里知道都会淹死了。
How could he be drowned?
这是忽然的苦难。我告诉你，这个忽然的苦难不仅是孩子淹死，临到了他的父母。
This suffering not only came to the son but to his parents.
你说人生不是这样忽然之间临到了？
Don't you see? In our life, all of a sudden, it's a disaster.
你觉得你一生是太平无事
？You think everything's safe?
你觉得一生一帆风顺
？You think everything's smooth sailing?
你觉得如意，事事如意
？You see everything's to your satisfaction.
但你忽然之间
，All of a sudden,
亲爱的朋友，讲到有一个人从 Saskatoon 来。
Then there is one person who came from Saskatchewan.
加拿大 Saskatchewan 一个女的。
Saskatchewan, lady came from Saskatchewan.
到了 Edmonton 去玩去。
She went to Edmonton to play.
到 Edmonton 呢 ？Edmonton 有一个是世界可以说世界相当大的一个 mall.
And she went to one of the great mall, a big mall in Edmonton.
因为我常常到 Edmonton 去讲道，因为他们也带我到那里去。
Because often I go to Edmonton to preach, and they took me to Edmonton Mall.
很大很大。
A great mall.Huge mall.
有一个好像有游泳池有水的地方，这个梯子弯来弯去的，哇，好兴奋啊！
You can play water, it's playing there to in water.
啊，有个这个姐妹啊，这个女士就从那边来到了 Saskatchewan， 就到那里去玩去了。
This lady from Saskatchewan went to Edmonton Mall to play in the water tube.
她是个结过婚的人。
She was married.
她戴了个戒指。
Took her wedding ring.
她在那里玩
，She was enjoying herself.
但玩的时候，哪里知道这个戒指啊，在某一方面的不晓得什么东西把它卡住了。
And yet, doesn't know what happened. The wedding ring was caught.
卡住了没关系，因为我就滑下去是很快啊。
And because she was sliding down the water tube in a fast speed.
不仅是这个戒指没，手指也没有了。
Not only she lost her wedding ring, she lost her finger.
大量的出血。
Great deal of blood came out.
忽然的暴风啊。
All of a sudden, a storm.
你想她怎么会想得到呢？你想不到。
How could she imagine?
这是防不胜防啊。
And this is something she cannot prepare for.
亲爱的朋友们，亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，我们在世界上是有很多的风暴是忽然而来的。
In this world, a lot of sudden disaster and storm will come.
圣经说他们征信的时候，换句话说，他们是非常的快乐。
这个
他们感觉到这个风是非常的平稳。
The wind was quiet. It was smooth sailing for them.
圣经说忽然一阵暴风。
The Bible tells us all of a sudden the storm came.
亲爱的朋友们，是不是
friends,
人生就是这样子
？Our life is exactly the same.
苦难
，difficulty and suffering.
苦难
，difficulty and suffering.
苦难
，difficulty and suffering.
忽然临到
，all of a sudden come.
意想不到了
，without
防不胜防
，cannot prepare for it.
这些的苦难临到我们
，all the difficulty and suffering come.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，圣经告诉我们说，这一些的。这些的愚人，耶稣的门徒带着耶稣从这边要到格勒森达那边去赶鬼去。
Bible tells us the disciples, the fishermen, disciple Jesus, with Jesus going across the lake to Gerasim to cast out demons.
正行的时候
，as they were sailing,
正行的时候
，as they were sailing,
忽然
，all of a sudden, the storm came.
你可以看见当时的门徒们是怎么样这个心态度。
You see how the What the attitude of the disciples are.
你不要忘记这些的鱼，这些的门徒们是大鱼老手啊。
Don't forget these disciples were experienced fishermen.
他们就生活在水里面
了。They know how to deal with water and storm.
这个加利利海是这个有风暴来，他们是觉得平常的事情。
And to have a storm in Sea of Galilee, Lake Galilee.
所以那天晚上风暴来的时候，他们是很坦然的想办法来对付它。
Then when the storm came, they knew how to deal with it.
用他们的智慧
，use their own wisdom.
用他们的经历
，use their experience.
用他们的一个各方面的管道。
Use your ordinary skill.
想办法来对付它。
To deal with the storm.
对付这个暴风。
To deal with the storm.
亲爱的朋友们，我们也不是这样吗
？Aren't we the same this way?
当一些的难出来的时候，我们十分谨记的，我们要对付它。
When we face difficulty, we do our best to deal with it. We have overcome our difficulty.
我们要解决一切的困难。
We have to solve our problems.
但是圣经告诉我们
，The Bible tells us,
他们有一些的世界在那里挣扎。在那里抵抗，这个水是排山倒海的来。
Then when they dealt with it, we tried their best. The storm and water swamped the boat.
圣经告诉我们说
，The Bible tells us，
虽然他们挣扎在那里给海这个暴风在那里到这个抵抗，但是到最后是山穷水尽。
Then when they battle, deal with the storm.They come to their end.
到了一个奄奄一息的时候
，They were about to die.
换句话说，是快要死了。
Then as you're about to die, that time.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，当我看了这段圣经的时候，我心里真是为了门徒们担心了。
When I read this portion of scripture, I become worried for the disciples.
有的人说啊
，Some people say,
这个为什么这个耶稣对门徒们说：“把我们可以开摇船到对面去，而忽然之间发生了这个暴风雨呢
？”Why some people say when Jesus told them let's sail to the other side of the lake, all of a sudden the storm came.
为什么呢
？Why
是门徒们犯罪了吗
？Have the disciples sinned?
也如果是门徒们犯罪的话
，If the disciple committed sin，
那个是神用借着暴风雨来对付、来惩罚、来提醒他，这是可能的一件事情。
Then if disciple sin， God used the storm to discipline to punish disciple， that may be right。
你记得不记得有一个人，他的名字叫做约拿，听见过没有
？You remember a person's name by the name Jonah？
大家知道不知道这个人呢、
you、？Remember the person's name whose name is Jonah？
知道举手，我看。
Those know his name, raise your hand。
约拿，当上帝呼召他，要叫他到尼尼微去把福音传给那些外邦的人。
Nina, a prophet who was called by God to go to Nineveh to preach the gospel to the Gentiles。
约拿就说了。
Nina said, Jonah said,
这个女是尼尼微那个亚述王，这是我们的仇敌啊。
And Nineveh, the king is our enemy.
你要惩罚他们。
You have to punish them.
你要刑罚他们。
You have to punish them.
我求之不得。
哎呀 that's very good.
我是以色列人。
I'm Israelite.
他是我们的仇敌。
And they are our enemies.
哦，你要使他们灭亡，但是大好没有了。
You're going to make them perish. That's a good idea.
但是哪里知道上帝对他说，他说约拿，我要你去啊，把福音传给他们，叫他们悔改，让他们能够得救啊。
Yet God said to Jonah, you go there to preach gospel so that they will repent, therefore they will be saved.
原来就是上帝，你不要搞错了啊。
God, have you made a mistake?
怎么叫我去到那里去啊？
Why did you ask me to go there?
我到那边去不是送死去吗？
I go there, I will die there.
他是我们的大仇敌。
And they are our great enemy there.
他们死了就死了。
They will die, let them die.
上帝说，我叫你去。
God said, I asked you to go.
他去了没有？
Did Jonah go there?
去了没有？
Did Jonah go there?
去了没有？
Yes. Did he go? Yes, he did.
去了没有？
Yes, did he go?
大家怎么不说呢？
What is the answer?
去了没有？
Did they go?
没有去。
No.
上帝叫他到个东北，他到了西南去了。
God asked him to go to one direction. He went the opposite direction.
哎呀，很多的时候我们就跟上帝在那里啊，这个在那里啊，
Often we do things opposite to what God wants to do.
上帝叫他到东北去。
God wants him to go to the east, north.
他就逃。
He ran, escaped.
逃到西南去。
To the southwest.
哎呀，正好有一条船。
And there was a boat there.
你看，这上帝预备的。
God prepared a boat for me.
正好有条船。
Just right. The boat was there. Was sailing the other direction.
所以他就乘船去了。他以为这是正好上帝的安排。
He thought God prepared for him. Boarded the boat.
我们常常以为是上帝安排的。
Sometimes we think God prepared for us.
但是哪里知道，一上去的时候，风浪大作。
And yet Jonah did not know as he boarded on the boat.That's the boat was sailing. Great storm came.
这条大船里面的东西也没有了，这个船几乎要沉了。
The sailors threw away all the cargo. The boat was about to sink.
那是上帝做的。
That's what God did.
因为约拿犯罪了。
Because Jonah sinned.
也就是因为犯罪了，逃避耶和华，耶和华就把他抓回来。
Because he sinned.Escape from Jehovah, took him back.
这个苦难让他回到上帝的面前。
By the difficulty, by the storm, Jonah returned to the presence of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我常常说，上帝借着苦难对我们每一个基督徒，你要知道，可能你得罪了上帝。
And if you had sinned, God would deal with you through suffering and difficulty.
可能你犯罪。
Perhaps you sinned.
所以上帝就要借着风浪来教导你。
God may use the storm to teach you.
从前一对年轻人
，a young person，
在结婚以后好几年
，after he got married several years later，
他们是很爱主。
They love the Lord.
在还没有孩子以前，总是每个礼拜天到礼拜堂去祷告会去参加查经班，是非常的热心。
Before the child was born, they go to Sunday school. They go to prayer meetings.
后来他们上帝给他们一个孩子。
God gave him a child.
哎呀，这个宝贝啊
，a lovely child.
这个好像亚伯拉罕一样的。
Just like Abraham got a son.
亚伯拉罕在90岁生孩子，生了以撒的时候，哇，那个宝贝啊，叫宝贝吧。
Isaac was so precious at age 100.
清清楚楚，宝贝啊，看的不是太太，那是儿子啊。儿子好看呐、啊。
Son was beautiful.
儿子长得像我一样的啦。
He looks like me.
啊，这个宝贝，结果呢
？Yet.
上帝对他说：“他说把你的儿子献给我。”
Sacrifice your son to me.
哎，上帝，你不要搞错了。
God, have you made a mistake?
这个儿子你给我的。
You gave me the son.
哎，这个儿子我本来不要，你给我的。
I did not want, but you gave to me.
啊，我只有这一个儿子。
I want to have one son.
他说：“上帝说你要把这个儿子献给我。”
God said, "You have to make a sacrifice your son to me."
我告诉各位哦。
I tell you this.
亚伯拉罕没有犯罪哦。
God, Abraham did not sin.
圣经在创世纪22章第一节告诉我们，上帝要试验亚伯拉罕的信心。
Genesis chapter 22 verse 1, God wants to test Abraham.
到亚伯拉罕顺服把孩子献给主的时候，他用刀要砍他的儿子当作燔祭献给神。上帝说，亚伯拉罕，住手，不要在这个童子身上。 下手。
When Abraham was about to sacrifice his son by killing him, God said, "Abraham, stop!
我今天要你把你的儿子，独生儿子，你所爱的儿子，是我所应许的儿子，来献给我，乃是我要看看你爱我多比你爱儿子多。
God said, "When you are about to sacrifice Isaac to me, I was testing to see whether you love me more than you love Isaac."
你是不是把我放在你生命当中第一位呢？
Have you put me as number one in your life?
上帝说住手。
God said, "Stop."
我现在知道你是真正爱我的。
Now I know you truly love me.
所以你可以看见这个亚伯拉罕没犯罪。
You see, Abraham did not sin.
那是神要试验亚伯拉罕对于上帝的信心。
God was testing how much love Abraham had towards God.
很多的时候，忽然试验临到我们，那是要上帝在这里让我们看见，他要我们学习个功课，让我们的信心更上一层楼啊。
That is, we will learn a lesson. Therefore, our faith will be elevated even higher.
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，谢谢你的收听，也期待你能将活在耶稣里福音事工的网址告诉你的亲朋好友，邀请他们来收听这个节目。愿神祝福你的新生命。